This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
There's the uncrossable river of an unforgiving spirit. I really believe this is a major issue with people. The uncrossable river of an unforgiving spirit. Let me tell you a powerful story that will illustrate it. For years, Lloyd Ogilvie was the chaplain of the U.S. Senate. He used to preach in California at First Presbyterian Church of Hollywood, California. I've talked about Lloyd before. But Lloyd has literally traveled from one coast to the other coast speaking, and Annie and I heard him say this in Columbus, Ohio, that he says, all over the country, he said, I meet uptight Christian people who walk the straight and narrow, who live clean, moral, decent lives. He said, they only have one problem in their lives. They have a list of 10 or 15, 20 people they refuse to forgive. Isn't that interesting? Uptight Christian people walk the straight and narrow, morally pure. The only problem they have in their life is they've got 10, 15, maybe 20 people in their lives that they refuse to forgive. And Lloyd Ogilvie would use a phrase I've never heard anyone use before. I've never heard anyone use it since. He said, I meet so many Christian people whose lives have become garbage dumps. What an expression. Christian people whose lives have become garbage dumps. And he said, their lives are filled with the refuse of unforgiven hurts in their lives. Would somebody describe your life as a garbage dump? Filled with the refuse of unforgiven hurts? It's an uncrossable river for people today who have people in their past that they refuse to forgive. And the person that you're destroying is not them. It's you. It's me. That's what happens when we refuse to forgive. I don't know how many of you remember Corrie ten Boom, the woman who wrote the book The Hiding Place. She hid Jews in her home during World War II. Her family did. And Corrie ten Boom was a great Christian witness, not only in her country, but all over the world. But Corrie ten Boom was honest enough to admit there was a woman who had hurt her deeply years ago. And she carried some bad feelings toward this woman for years. And she went through the motions, which I think is profitable to do. She went through the motions of saying, Lord, I forgive this woman. I forgive this woman. But she still felt those pangs. She still had those feelings of resentment toward the woman. And she went to her Lutheran minister at the time where she was attending and went sought his counsel. And he used a great illustration. He said, Corrie, we have a bell in our church, and every Sunday someone comes early and they pull on that bell with that rope. And every Sunday morning, you know, at whatever time, somebody comes to the church and rings the bell, and then they let go of the rope. But the bell still rings. 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 times, it still rings. And Corrie, what you've done in forgiving the woman, you've let go of the rope, but you're still feeling the claps of that bell. You're still feeling the pain. And I thought it was a great illustration that Lutheran minister used. But someone who told this illustration takes that story a step further. He said, the problem is there are people who say they forgive, but they haven't let go of the rope. Still pulling on the rope. And there comes a time in the power of Christ to let go of the rope and to cross the uncrossable river of an unforgiving spirit. Is anyone here today who needs to let go of the rope? Is there anyone here today who needs to cross the uncrossable river of an unforgiving spirit?
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.